So today's topic is about, someone asked me on the chat, when does 3 weeks begin? When did the lachas of Beit HaMitzrayim begin? So that is a very interesting discussion in the Rishonim and the Acharim. So let's talk about that for a few minutes. So it really starts off in the Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Aleph, Amun Aleph and Beis there. The Gemara talks about saying Anenu. On a Tainus, we say Anenu. This coming Thursday, we're going to say Anenu. So the Rishonim argue at what point, which tefillah should one be saying Anenu? So Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Chav Dalet Amun Aleph, says that one should start saying Anenu Nenu already from Maariv, even though we don't fast Leil Shavas Amartamas, but already the din of Tainus already begins at that point. Avelus begins at that point already, and therefore one should start saying Anenu Maariv leading into Shavas Amartamas. The Gaonim quoted by the Rashi says, no, not true at all. One should not, but not because the Tainus doesn't begin. The Tainus begins already Belila. But the chashash is, if the person breaks the fast, he ended up saying Anenu incorrectly. So if he said Anenu Maariv and then broke the fast in the morning, he said Anenu unnecessarily. So therefore, the Gaonim Paskin, the one should only say Anenu at Mincha, the last tefillah of the day. That's when a person should say Anenu. The Baal Ma'or, there in Tainus, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in the Rif, the Baal Ma'or says, no, that's not shaykh to say Maariv at night at all. The Tainus doesn't begin until the daytime. There's nothing to talk about. You should only say it Bayom. When the Tainus begins, when the Avelus begins, Beit HaMitzrayim, that's during the daytime, and that's how the Baal Ma'or Paskin. However, the Ramban writes in the Mechamos that no, we don't agree with the Baal Ma'or. The Rif and the Ramban and others say the Tainus actually begins Belila. We don't fast, we eat and drink at nighttime, but the dinim of other aspects of Tainus, such as Anenu, would be from nighttime. So how do you Paskin? We have a Machlokas, do you say Belila, Maariv, do you say B'mincha, do you say Chachris? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Tav Kuf Samech Hei Siv Gimel. The Mechaber brings down the Shita of that Yesh Omer. There are those who say that She'ein Hayachid Omer Anenu Kiim BeMincha. The only time you say Anenu is during Mincha time. Shema Yochazenu Bulmus V'Nimsa Shakrim B'Tfilaso. Perhaps he might get hungry and has to break his fast. So you don't say it at Maariv, you only say B'mincha. That's the Shita of the Gaonim. But theoretically, it's Shaykh to say Anenu B'Maariv. We just don't because he might break the fast. But the Shliach Tzibur says the Mechaber, Gam betfilas shacharis kishu mispal b'kol ram, she'i afshar shalo yisan k'tas me'akal. So when the chazan's davening shacharis, someone, there's going to be one person from the Tzibur who's going to make the whole fast. So since the chazan's representing the entire Tzibur, he can say anenu for the Tzibur, because someone, even though the chazan himself may not fast, someone will fast, so the chazan does say anenu in shacharis. Then the Mechaber says further, the other Dalet Tzomos, a Yachid does say Anenu during the Shemoneh Esrei. The Afilu Yachazenu Bulmus, even if he is overcome by starvation, the Yochel does eat Shaych Shapil Meimer Anenu B'Yom Tzom Hatayinus Hazeh. You could still say Anenu, even though you might not be fasting. Kevin Shetiknu Chachamim Lehisanos Ba. The Chachamim established that we have to fast on such a day, so it's not sheker to say Anenu b'yom tzom tainus hazeh. It's a tainus. Whether I'm fasting or not, today's a tainus, and that's how the Mechaber paskins. However, Rama says Nogu b'chol atzomos shelo la'amru ki im b'mincha. The practice is that at least according to Ashkenazim, we only say Anenu during Mincha. Milvad shliach tibor she'omro shacharis kish mispal b'koram. Except for the chazan who says it in shacharis, the practice amongst the Ashkenazim is to say it only b'mincha. Now, even though the Mechaber says that for the Sfardim, they should say it in shacharis, the practice amongst the Sfardim, unless you tell me differently, the Sfardim also only say it b'mincha. Is that true? Anyone argue? You say it shacharis? No, shacharis, David? You say shacharis, Anenu? Interesting. Okay, so I guess there's a machlok is what the Sfardim do, but what I saw, the practice amongst the Sfardim was to only say it to Mincha, but I guess it's subject to a dispute. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, when the Rama writes that we only say Anenu during Mincha time, he says, Afilu mispal Mincha gedola. Even if you're going to daven Mincha earlier, 12:30, 1, 1:30, whatever it's about that is, you could still say Anenu, because you have 6 hours left till the fast is over. Shouldn't there still be a chashash? Maybe you're going to break your fast, and you said Anenu unnecessarily. So Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilu im yochazenu bulmus lo yes shakrin b'tfilaso." You're not called the shakrin. Even if you break your fast the second half of the day, al kopanim hisana al chatos. You still fast until chatos, so it's still shaykh to say anenu, even though you may not have fasted the entire day. So now, all in this discussion, the machlok is when the fast begins balayla or bayom. There's a Chuvas Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe writes in Or Chaim Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Samaches. He would ask the question whether or not you can make a wedding Motzei Shabbos, which is Leil Shavas Amartamas. So he doesn't address the Matzah Shabbos issue. That we typically don't allow for, but other Achron point this out about to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe ignored the Shabbos issue about making a wedding Matzah Shabbos. But in terms of the Shavas Bar Tammuz question, could you make one Leil Shavas Bar Tammuz? In other words, this coming Wednesday night, Thursday's Shavas Bar Tammuz, could you make a wedding Wednesday night? So Rav Moshe, he quotes Machlokes Rishonim in Tainus. Does it begin by Yom? That's when you say Anenu. Or Balaila? You could already say Anenu Balaila. So Moshe says, he said, who are we? Vaday ein biyadenu lachriya ben arishonim bishul kusha. We can't be machriya who's right, the Ramban, the Baal Nor. Who are we to say who's right? Mikol makom, he says, le'inin zeh, with respect to this halacha, shemidina lahaya lan la'eser klal, elishu minog ba'alma, mishim avelis derabim. Who said it's us to get married anyways? This is all a minog, it's a strong minog, it's avelis derabim, but it's a minog in the end of the day. It's not an Indian of Simani Milsa, a bad mazel. It's a getting married at this time of year is only an Indian of a minag. And therefore, he says, Efshir Gam Harif, the Rashi Ramban, who hold Sovrim the Tainis Maschil Mibarev. They all hold the Tainis already begins the night beforehand. He says they would agree, Yodu, Shila Inin Zeh, Hurak Mezman Shin Nikr Shemiz Avlim. That the issur of getting married is only the moment where it's recognizable that the avelus has kicked in, which is from the morning, the boker, when the fast begins. But nighttime, even though the fast does begin, but we're not actually fasting, he doesn't think you have to be machmir. And he says, aside from this, minog, whenever there's machlok is by minogim, yesh leilech achar hameka, we should be more lenient with respect to minogim. And since getting married during 3 weeks is only minog, there's room to be mekel, the lachain, yesh lahatil litzorach. If there's a need, then there's room to be mekel. Not to say we allow weddings, but if there's some tzorach, whatever that tzorach might be, you can rely on Rav Moshe. Now all the other achorim argue, Rav Vosner, Rav Sternbach, all of them argue, there's a chidah that talks about saying a shechayanu leil, Shavas Bar Tammuz says not to do so. So in the end of the day, most poskim say that the avelus already does begin Leil Shavas Bar Tammuz. No haircuts, no music. Everything else that applies during 3 weeks should begin already Wednesday night. If there's a tzorach, a guy just finds a girl and he needs to get married Wednesday night, so then there's what to rely on in Rav Moshe, but unlikely that would happen. Hopefully it should happen before then, but if not, a person could wait 3 weeks, and therefore all avelus should begin Leil Shavas Bar Tammuz. And Mirz Hashem, tomorrow night I'm going to discuss about taking vacations where there are no minyanim. It's become very relevant now that people have been stuck inside for a few months, and now some states are open to go vacation, but if you want to get a place near minyan, it's almost impossible to find a bungalow near minyan, so we'll discuss whether or not a person could go somewhere else where there will not be a minyan.